And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Love.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Love. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Lolita Shira, also known as Take Action Low. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing with Low, my podcast. Man, do we have a fantastic guest today. Real quick, before I introduce her, I just want to, again, appreciate you guys for continuing to follow me. Make sure that you subscribe, rate and review, share. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys' feedback. I appreciate your love. And another thing also, I want to make sure that you guys know about our Dominate with Facebook Advertising workshop that's coming up, all right, January 20th in Irving, Texas. You guys do not want to miss that event. I'll have a link provided so you guys can check it out. Seats are filling fast. 2018 is going to be epic. If you guys are not using Facebook Advertising, I'm telling you, your competition is going to dominate and run all over you guys, all right? So make sure you click on the link for more information about that. But what I do want to also just introduce a little bit and talk a little bit about Anita, a.k.a. Nita Davidson. She's a real estate investor. She's an educator from Cleveland, Ohio, specializing in wholesaling, a strategy that allowed her to acquire real estate with no cash, no credit, which you guys are familiar with. Nita is a native Clevelander with a heart for this city and its residents. Her goal is to create happy, healthy neighborhoods for the people of Cleveland. After completing over 100 wholesale deals, Nita has been able to automate and scale her business to include rehab projects and rental properties with a passion for the people and the knowledge to go along. So Nita is determined to help and educate and empower people around the city, around the world, okay, with real estate. Young black people, this is her quote, young black people are unrepresented in the real estate industry. And she's so true about that. This is a huge problem and we must address it internally. All right. Again, that's Nita's quote. I love that, Nita. And in her spare time, she loves to read, dine out, travel. And most importantly, and this is one reason why this is my girl, she's a diehard LeBron James fan. That's what I'm talking about. Go Cavs. Now, if anybody got a problem with that while y'all listening to this or watching this, y'all need to go ahead and turn this off right now. Ain't that right, Nita?
Bye.
Well, without further delay, Nita, welcome. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate you having me. You're one of the first investors that I encountered when I was getting started. And it was really powerful for me to see another woman, another black woman in the game. And so I appreciate your example. So thanks for having me.
Oh, man, that means a lot. And again, you're more than welcome. So let's dig in. Let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got started as an entrepreneur. Now, did you work, in the corporate world for a while or did you just jump in? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I did. I have had several great jobs. I ended up quitting them all, but I did work in the corporate world, mainly sales. I actually did cell phones for a while, which that's something that I really enjoyed as far as selling cell phones. I always had that entrepreneurial spirit, if you will. I think that a lot of people go through kind of like the progression of trying to figure out network marketing and direct sales and this and that and kind of just trying to figure out exactly, your niche in terms of this, world of entrepreneurship. But I found that passion in real estate. I actually was introduced to the strategy of wholesaling by a brother named Mark Witten out of Baltimore. And I saw him one night on World Star Hip Hop and he was talking about, flipping houses. I think back then he was saying flipping houses like your hair is on fire or something like that. And so I just kind of got bit by the bug. And from there, real estate became my main focus.
Awesome. So it sounds like he was kind of like a mentor for you, right? And as far as getting started.
Yes.
Awesome. Yep. So,
and he didn't even know it. He was, you know, just doing his thing out in Baltimore. He didn't know that, you know, there was a young lady in Cleveland that was watching him on World Star Hip Hop in the middle of the night. And that, you know, I got, like I said, I literally feel like from seeing his video, I got bit by that bug and just took off from there.
Awesome, awesome. I totally understand that. So let's of course, I'm familiar with hosting. That's how I got started. So talk about a little bit, as far as your marketing strategy, what are you doing to generate leads? And also, what's your niche? You know, are you focusing more on like absentee owners, vacant properties? What's kind of your strategy as far as getting leads and deals?
So my main strategy is probably, I would say, absentee and vacant. Mm-hmm. And that is because, as you mentioned, Cleveland is very important to me in terms of the city and the well-being of the community and the people. And unfortunately, we have a lot of abandoned, vacant, dilapidated properties, you know, that plague our community. So that's really important to me to try to, you know, do my part to reduce the number of those type of properties in our community. So for that reason, I do target a lot of vacant houses, and I do target absentee owners, people who don't live in Cleveland. Hey, if you own a property in Cleveland and you're not going to take care of it, give it up. You know, let one of us, you know, who want to, you know, we can turn that property around and offer it as housing for, you know, the residents and stuff like that of the city. So I do focus, again, vacant and absentee. As you mentioned, Facebook and just the whole phenomena of social media and the marketing that you can do digitally is something that I've really focused a lot on this year in 2017. And like you said, if you're not taking advantage of, you know, the Facebook, the Instagram, all the email marketing, all of the different, you know, various types of digital marketing, you know, you're losing out. I still do some, you know, the direct mail and things like that, but the way the marketing is shifting towards that digital, let's face it, we're all always on our phones.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's the fastest, you know, quickest, cheapest way to get, you know, your information in front of a lot of people. So I've definitely jumped off into that a lot this year.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because I can't express that enough, even to my community, my students, you know, people that's in my group. And I tell them, you know, they're like, well, I really don't want to be on Facebook. I'm like, well, you really ain't trying to do no business. You know, and we're not talking about being on Facebook to look at funny videos all day or talk noise with, you know, folks you graduated with. We're talking about from a business strategic perspective. Everybody's on there. So, you know, you just have to learn how to leverage it to your benefit in order to continue to grow your business and get deals and, you know, get more profit. So, but yeah, I just want to pinpoint that out again. And I'm so glad that you're using it, even though I know you are. Talk about this. You said that, you know, your passion, well, you've already pretty much addressed it, because I was going to ask you, what was your why? What was your take action advice as far as, you know, well, you know, what's your why? But you've already said that's because you're passionate about the community. And I think that's important for everybody to understand. You have to have a why and a purpose. And when you do that, business is fun. It's better. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said before, I had tried. I'm by nature a good salesman. You know, I'm by nature a hustler. Got that mentality. So all of those things were already in me. And again, going through those different, you know, areas of entrepreneurship and things like that, I was having success on one hand, but it was not attached to, again, my passion and what I feel like is a part of my mission, you know, here on this earth. And once I found out about real estate, it clicked for me. It was the characteristics and traits that are innately, naturally in me, combined with my passion for, you know, the people and for my city. It kind of flowed. And you're absolutely right. I just posted about that the other day. You know, you have to have your own why. My why is not good enough for you. My why is not going to wake you up in the morning to, you know, post your signs or do whatever it is that you need to do. So, you know, I think that's an area where people struggle with, is like, you know, we become so consumed with making money and, you know, status and things like that, that we move away from the things that we're passionate about, trying to chase the money. But it's just the opposite. When you operate from a place of passion and purpose, the money will chase you down.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So That's one thing that I like to emphasize to people. Why are you doing this? Why do you care about wholesaling? Why do you want to get into real estate? What's your reason? So that's a great point.
Absolutely. And you couldn't have said that better. I couldn't have said that better. So let's talk about how you evolved from your wholesaling into buying and holding. So do you buy and hold using your own money? Do you partner? Do you use hard money? Can you talk a little bit about that?
All of the above. So okay. What I say to people is that wholesaling is kind of like the gateway strategy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yes. Like once you get into wholesaling, naturally it will push you into, you know, the other niches and strategies in terms of real estate. So I started out with nothing. So I had to do several wholesale deals to, you know, build capital up and build money up and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then from there, because I kind of had mastered the art of finding a deal in terms of wholesaling, I was then able to start cherry picking. Instead of wholesaling everything, I would, oh no, I can close on that, you know, I'll buy that. And then there were, you know, obviously all of the, you know, creative financing strategies, sub twos and seller financing and things like that. So I used all those strategies to buy my property. Some of them I closed on cash. Some of them I, you know, had to bring in partners. Some of them I acquired. I was just telling somebody about this yesterday. It's amazing how many people don't even realize that if a person owns that property free and clear, whatever deal you all are able to come to and put in writing, that's the deal. You know what I mean? And I've been able to acquire a lot of properties from seller financing. So that's why I so appreciate wholesaling, because it's a great foundation. It's a great place to start and then build. And again, if you stay with it, it will automatically take you into buying and holding, being a landlord, and it will automatically give you opportunities to flip and things like that. So I've used all of those strategies.
Absolutely. Yeah. And subject to seller financing. Yeah. It's so many ways that you can buy and sell and acquire real estate. It just blows your mind. And that's why it's just to me, real estate is just absolutely the best way to get started as an entrepreneur, grow and build wealth. So, that's awesome. So talk a little bit about, or share, if you don't mind, what's the best book that you've read that really just kind of set you off and you were like, it was an aha moment for you?
Okay. So I know a lot of real estate investors say The Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
Not so much for me. That was a good book, but the best book I've ever read, I have several copies of, is Motivation Manifesto by Brendan Burchard. For me is like the Holy Grail. I think that when we read, it helps to awaken things that are already in us, concepts and ideas and attitudes and things like that. And for me, Motivation Manifesto, it was just that. A lot of the things that, you know, I have been thinking and processes and just, you know, the way to approach life and business and things like that was already in me. But that book was kind of like the confirmation that I was like, okay, this is how you should approach this. And this is how you have to, you know, form your mental and retrain your thoughts and stuff like that. So I swear by that book, Motivation Manifesto.
Yeah, I haven't read that one, but I am a fan of Brandon's and I follow him. And I've read some of his other materials. I'm definitely going to have to check that one out. Thank you for sharing. Also, if you don't mind, share maybe one of the biggest mistakes that you've made in your business or in your life and, you know, some things that you did to correct that or the changes you made or lessons you learned.
So honestly, Lo, it's like this. The mistakes that I've made as far as my actual business, as far as, you know, a wrong contract or, you know, doing this wrong, they failed in comparison to the mistake that I made for so long, which was not taking action. And I know it seems simple, but it's so powerful. Yes, it is so powerful. Exactly. That's why I love, you know, your whole tribe and that thought, because it seems simple, but it's the one thing that so many people miss. Yes. And because we miss it, we miss out. And so, you know, there has been no deal, any mistake that I've made, you know, that it doesn't compare to all of the years that I spent sitting on my gift, hiding my light, not being who I was truly meant to be, you know, and just the when I think about it, it makes me cringe. Like, oh my God, if I would have just started, you know, 2 years ago or 5 years ago. So that has been the biggest mistake, and the biggest, at the same time, the biggest lesson for me is to take action. Yes. Always be taking action. Whatever it is you say you want, what are you doing about it? How are you every day taking a step towards that? And so now I don't make that mistake anymore. Anything I get in my mind, in my head every day, if it's, you know, from the smallest thing to the largest thing, it's all about taking action. And to that, taking consistent action, because, you know, some people, they'll hear a podcast or see somebody talking, they get excited and ready to go. But then when they don't hear the podcast anymore, then it's kind of like we're back to our regular ho-humming around. So it's taking action and being consistent and relentless in that action. That is the biggest lesson that that business has taught me, that life has taught me, because everybody else is. When you think about people, I posted this again the other day. When you think about people who are doing bad stuff or, you know, crazy, shiesty, whatever the case may be, they don't have no fear in the world. They get a scam in their mind, and before you can blink, you know, they taking action on that scam. But then you have people who are beautiful, bright, talented people who have so much to offer the world. And we sitting back scared and what if this don't work and what if that don't work? So that has been the biggest mistake. And at the same time, the biggest lesson is not taking action and then learning and training myself to always be taking action.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that. Very powerful. Couple of more questions. Can you share, do you have a team that works with you? And if you do, what does that look like? Do you have like an assistant, or I know you have contractors and things since you know, you have your rentals. Can you talk a little bit about your team and the support that you have?
Sure. That is a very important piece that I think that's another one that gets missed, because everybody always sees me, but they don't get an opportunity to see, you know, I have a virtual assistant who does a lot for me. She takes out a lot of my slack, because I am not the administrative, sit in front of the computer, you know, I'm not that girl. I do have a VA who takes out a lot of my slack in terms of lead generation and data entry and things like that. Also, property management is very key, because I'm in and out of Cleveland now. My primary residence isn't in Cleveland, so I'm there sometimes I'm gone. So having good quality property management, shout out to Gabrielle, she does an amazing job for me there. And then contractors, that is oh man, finding a good contractor is like finding a good lover these days. So I would say the VA and the property manager, those are probably, for me right now, those are the most important pieces of my team. Yes. I'm actually looking to kind of incorporate a marketing type of, I want somebody who specializes in just marketing. So that's the next piece to my team that I plan on adding, because I can do some of it myself. I'm versed in that, but I'd like to have somebody who is, you know, that's their focus and that's, you know, what they do on the team.
That's awesome. Awesome. Well, any other, number one, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. And before I let you go, I just want you to share with the audience, somebody out there that's struggling, that's having a hard time. Cause I know you probably know, you get people that's interested in this business and they jump in and, you know, next thing you know, they disappear, they're gone. And you're like, what happened? You know, you try to give them some tips and advice or resources to help them. Share with somebody that's out there struggling that really wants to do this business, but, you know, they're just struggling. You know, what's some of the advice that you can share with them to maybe motivate them or encourage them?
I would absolutely tell anybody who's struggling, anybody who's thought about getting into real estate or has tried it and have gotten out, the first thing is this works, because I think, again, it's like for some of us, real estate is a myth. You know what I mean? Like we don't grow up hearing about or seeing real estate investors that are really doing this business and are, you know, making a living and being successful from it. So it's kind of like a myth. It's hard for us to even process like, hey, I can do this, mm-hmm. make money and take care of my family. So if you didn't know, now you know. It's real. There are those of us who are, you know, I literally had nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I had no money. I didn't have any credit. And all I did was work. Yes. There's no secret sauce to it. There's no, I don't care how many mentors, gurus, or whatever the case may be. You got to just put your head down and work with the belief, with the full knowledge and belief that if I work it, it can work.
Yes.
So to those people that are struggling, understand that this is possible and your success really just depends on you. Yeah. It's not about resources. It's not about money. It's not about who you know and who you follow and all that kind of stuff. As hard as you work, that's will be the measure of your success. I would also say to people in the world now with so much technology, it's easy to have a mentor. Easy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't have to always go out and, you know, pay big bucks and stuff like that.
That's right.
It's easy. Lo can be your mentor. Nita can be your mentor. Because I pride myself because when I was coming up, I didn't feel like there was enough free information. Yeah. I could have been wrong, but I didn't, from people that looked like me and that I could resonate mm-hmm. with, I didn't feel that support all the time. So I pride myself on always going on Instagram, going on Facebook, giving out free information. If you got a question, hit me up. Find somebody that you connect with, that you can relate with, that resonates with you, and make them your mentor. You don't got to call them and ask them, can you mentor me? No. If you follow me on Instagram and you want to be in real estate and you don't have no money or no credit, guess what? I'm your mentor.
Absolutely. And y'all, I just want to put out there, she's on point. Nita, I've seen how your Instagram has evolved over the last year. And you're really creative with a lot of your posts. And I really enjoy it. So I just wanted to kind of give you that plug there. This has been a great interview. Again, thank you so much. How can people follow you? Can you share your Instagram or a site where people can follow you?
My Instagram is househunter216. So househunter216 is my Instagram. I'm very active on there. Always going live, always got a story. So definitely follow me on there. My email is nita@cleveland10khomes.com. If you have questions, you know, you need some encouragement, some support, I call everybody my cousins. We're all cousins. You know what I mean? If you don't got it, your cousin need it, I can help you. Hit me up. That is one of my passions is helping. Because just a couple of years ago, and Lo, you know, you can testify. Just a few years ago, I was what they call a newbie and, you know what I mean? All this kind of stuff. So HouseHunter216 on Instagram. You can email me. You can find me on Facebook, Nita David. However, just connect though.
Awesome. Nita, it has been a pleasure. I appreciate you, sister. I really do. And I'm so proud of you. Continued success. And hopefully we can connect on some things here in the near future. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate it.
No problem. Everybody, y'all listen to this interview again. And as always, how I like to end it, now it's time to go take action. Y'all take care.